There are now three Picker balloons in the air. ZS1ERZ12 is now approximately midway over Argentina, South America, on its 12th trip around the southern hemisphere. ZS6SRC32, running at 10 meter whisper beacon and launched on 29 December from Bloemfontein, is currently close to midway between South America and South Africa, on its way to complete its first circumnavigation of the southern hemisphere. The third Picker balloon in the air, ZS1 Alpha Foxtrot Bravo-1, was launched on 6 January, northeast of Windhoek by Andre, ZS1 Alpha Fox Bravo. This balloon has taken a route to the northwest, passed to the north of St. Helena Island to halfway between St. Helena and Brazil, before making a sweeping turn to the south and then southeast, on a path that should take it past the north of Tristan da Cunha in the South Atlantic Ocean. This balloon also had an altercation with some trees on takeoff, and some of the solar panels were damaged. Yet the balloon seems to be going well, and we hope that it makes at least a circumnavigation of the southern hemisphere, if not multiple circumnavigations. Well done to everyone, and we are waiting for good weather in the southern Indian Ocean, so that another Mauritian balloon can also be launched. Rulof, ZS4 Romeo Mike, is a younger generation radio amateur who is still in school and has really been very active in the hobby and is encouraged by his father, who is not a radio amateur. Take a look at the all-star portable mobile node that Rulof has built for himself at grhubnetwork.blogspot.com/2026/01/Rulof-ZS4RM-allstar-portable-mobile.html. Well done, Rulof. It is encouraging to see the younger generation embracing the hobby. I have previously mentioned LinHT, which is a Linux-based handheld radio. This is very much an experimental radio and not your everyday handheld radio. LinHT is described as an open source radio platform that you can use to experiment with various digital voice modes like DMR, P25, NXTN, D-Star, M17 or FreeDV, which are all separate technologies that can be implemented in software platforms like LinHT. The current format of the hardware is handheld, but that can very easily evolve into a mobile type of hardware in the future. Take a look at the very informative article at evoham.com/linht-4-beginners. evoham.com also has a lot of guides and resources that will help you in your journey with digital voice modes. Be sure to visit the site and bookmark it for future reference. Hamnet here in Gauteng have two cycle events that are taking place in January and February. Over the years, we have been evaluating what we do when we participate in these events, and are always looking at how we can work smarter and more efficiently, especially in the early hours of the morning, prior to the start at 6 hours in the morning. We have been spending the last couple of months building VHF-UHF radio kits that are mounted in a single 28cm by 20cm by 15cm rugged plastic box with a battery, tracker unit, LTE Wi-Fi modem and USB power ports. We are using commercial dual-band antennas for the radios. However, we are building a second UHF antenna for the tracking units, which will be co-located on a single magnetic mount. The design that we decided on was a vertical bazooka antenna based on hamuniverse.com/vertbazooka.html. During this past week, I quickly built a prototype using a short piece of LMR 400 coax, a short length of plastic conduit, and a PL259 connector. I was really impressed with the performance of the antenna, and it did not take me more than an hour to build. What have you been up to this past week? How about telling us about that exciting long-distance contact that you have made on the VHF and above bands, or about that project that you are working on in the VHF and above bands? Send me a consolidated report of your activity or project with any additional photos, audio or video clips to bjacobza@gmail.com. Remember, by sharing your activities with us at VHF News, allows us to tell the rest of the amateur community about your achievements, and the more we promote the activity on the VHF and above bands, the better chance we have of encouraging more amateurs to explore the world above 30 MHz. Focus on VHF and above is compiled, edited, and presented for Amateur Radio Today by Brian Jacobs, ZS6 Yankee Zulu.